isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. In the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but am a student of onirology and have an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my parents first followed Alice down the Technicolor rabbit hole. Cherished ideals and self-deluding fantasy are a succession of images, ideas, emotions, and sensations that toy with our minds when we sleep. They've been the topic of scientific conjecture and philosophical and religious curiosity all the way back to the days of pigment-happy troglodytes. Their content and purpose are not decisively understood, but whatever purpose they hold or whatever hope one derives, it's good to have them, even if they're frightening or don't come true. In Rock and Rhythm, most musicians shared the delusion to be rich and famous, and all musicians slumbered with them. But I wonder how many shared Poe's speculation that all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. No, you're not dreaming, as dreams will come true on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. Close your eyes and open your ears as we share the sonic dreams of the Crescendos, Doc Starks and his Night Riders, Elmore James and his Broom Dusters, Tommy Bell, Jimmy McCracklin and his Blues Blasters, Ray Burden with Wayne Johnson, Nathaniel Mayer and his Fabulous Twilights, The Robins, and Lloyd Price.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
There were at least four groups that recorded as the Crescendos. Only one cut a little heard 1956 single for Atlantic, the Lieber and Stoller penned Sweet Dreams. These Crescendos featured the vocal dream team of Bobby Ralph, Dub Jones, Prentice Moreland, and Bobby Day, whom cumulatively sang with nearly every vocal group of the 50s. The Cadets, Jacks, Coasters, Laurels, Dewdroppers, Jets, Hollywood Flames, Voices, Satellites, Ebb Tides, Colts, Fortunes, Dominoes, Lovers.
Alone,
each night,
I go to sleep.
Sweet dream, and dream of you.
Although
you've gone
so far away.
Sweet dream,
you know
that I'll
be true.
Sweet dream, I'd rather dream of kissing you.
So till
you're in
my arms again.
Sweet dream, I'll dream,
sweet dream of you.
Sweet dream.
James Doc Starks and his Night Riders were weathered musicians with extensive studio time, and Starks knew a tight band could find steady roadwork, maybe a hit single. The first they found aplenty. The latter remained elusive. The Night Riders went through the usual revolving lineup, with Starks and vocalist Mel Smith being the constants, but sadly, D details are hard to come by as no one dreamed of interviewing Starks or Smith. 1955's Way in the Middle of a Dream.
I am king
in the middle of a dream.
Let's begin
in the middle of a dream.
Fall in line
in the middle of a dream.
Now that's fine
in the middle of a dream.
Stand and cheer
in the middle of a dream.
I am here
in the middle of a dream.
Way in the middle of a dream.
It's such a shame about a dream. Inside your mind there's a scheme. You think the world's in your hands. Get back to those pots and pans. Man, you're on the beam. Way in the middle of a dream.
Now when I speak
in the middle of a dream,
stones get weak.
Often describing himself as a songwriter foremost, plank spanker Jimmy McCracklin recorded for a myriad of labels in his career while performing into his 90s before passing in 2012. Long before Lou Reed and the Kinks dreamed the topic, McCracklin with his group the Blues Blasters cut this hilarious 1954 tune for the Modern imprint about a run-in with a he-she. Couldn't be a dream.
Everybody wants to know it about that time I took that girl to 18 Vine. I was drunk when we met, but when I got sober, I knowed I'd met a funny man, wearing ladies' clothes. I hollered, oh, why this couldn't be a dream. But I was drinking old Taylor, and I got the first thing I seen. I looked at her face and she had one eye. She looked just like a wreck I saw last July. Now she was bow-legged and her nose was flat. Her head was so big she couldn't wear no hat. I hollered, oh, why this could be a dream. But I was drinking old Taylor. Looked at her head and it made me groan. Her hair was only about 1 inch long. She weighed about 272. She had baboon eyes and she was like a two. I hollered, oh, why this couldn't be a dream. But I was drinking old Taylor and I got the first thing I seen. Now she was not dark and mean, and she had a great big mouth. She had a bulldog face, and she was shaped like a cow. She looked at me and said that I feel so good, I'm going to make a beauty picture out in Hollywood. I hollered, oh, why this couldn't be a dream. But I was drinking, oh, till I got the first thing I seen. What kind of woman was that?
Tommy Bell hailed from Mississippi and essentially had one 1959 single on Excello Sub Zill. Beyond that, you'll have to dream up any further information. Midnight Dreams.
I'm dreaming dreams for somebody else. They'll never come true for me. I dreamed you told me I was the only one. But when it's not real, baby, it's not fun. 'Cause I'm dreaming dreams for somebody else, and it'll never come true to me. I saw you dancing with me in your arms. You kissed and embraced me with all your charm. I'm dreaming dreams for somebody else. They'll never come true to me. Why did we break up? Why did we part? I want you back, all my heart. 'Cause I'm dreaming dreams for somebody else. They'll never come true for me. If you say you love me, this dream won't have to. But stay in my dreams until then, and don't let me dream of nobody else. 'Cause the rest of my life I want you for myself. In my midnight dream, in my midnight dream, in my midnight.
Here I was dreaming of a nice portion of roast chicken and dumplings. What's that for?
That's for not dreaming enough for the both of us.
Not often noted for their blues influences, there are a handful of bluesmen mentioned in Beatles songs. Name-checked in For You Blue, Elmore James is one of those, Muddy Waters and B.B. King the others. Celebrated for his bottleneck dexterity, distinctive vocals, and balls-to-the-wall amplified tone, James and his Broom Dusters cut a 1953 tune for the modern sub Flair that he recut with a bit more fury for the Fire label in 1959. Make my dreams come true.
I'm in love with the one true.
From the Tommy Bell files comes Ray Burden and Wayne Johnson, whom cut a handful of singles on microlabel Adonis. The duo apparently hailed from Minnesota and dreamt up this 1959 or 1960 tune at a studio in Louisville. A hot rodder's dream.
Drivers, move over, short bit, or I'll pass you on reverse side. The heat don't move me, man, it cools me. I hide a wheel, I'm a big, big deal. Look out, big daddy, I'm a waving bye-bye. I can tell by the look on his face that cat just itching for a race. This car of mine sure is able, takes 109 to twist that cable, so we better think twice before you set the pace. My baby in the seat, bugging me, so take it easy, honey, please. I said, be quiet, it's a fight, I can't hardly see. It's still lights, I'm gonna push that panic button, baby, and blast you free. For hours, how long can it last? Oh, tell me, will I ever get the pass? His car steaming, mine is too. My baby's screaming, turning blue. She said, honey, you're just rolling simply too fast. She grabbed me around the neck, said, stop, you crazy wreck. I'm gonna get out and walk. Oh, inside the rides are knocking, the valves are too. My baby's telling me what to do, but I'm an old hot rod and I'm here to stay, sir. What's that sound that I hear buzzing in my ear?
Get up, son, it's time to go to school.
Oh, all that racing in a dream. I'm so tired I can scream, but I'm the best sleeper ever seen.
This may be solid gold, but to us it's lighter than air, because dreams never weigh you down.
No, dreams are in your sleep.
Lloyd Price was racking up the hits for Specialty before the Army derailed his recording career by 1954. Label chief Art Roop was happy to have Price back by 1956, but Roop was fixated on Little Richard, as Price dreamed of the charts again. A comeback looking bleak, Lloyd jumped to ABC Paramount and great success, but those pre-ABC, post-Army Specialty recordings are sorely overlooked. 1956's Heavy Dreams.
You ever wake up and you feel so sick, so doggone mad because your mind played tricks. All night long you was a millionaire. You woke up and found yourself in jail. Oh boy, what a heavy dream. Well, at times I feel like a president.
Just before the Robins molted into the Coasters, they cut some whimsical tunes for Lieber and Stoller's Spark label, which lasted about as long as its namesake. As the story goes, Lieber and Stoller absconded to New York, Atlantic Records, and a whole mess of hits by 1955 with two vital Robins voices, Carl Gardner and Bobby Nunn. So when you listen to this 1954 Robins tune, it's not hard to hear an embryonic Coasters. I Must Be Dreamin'.
Well, I met her in a dance hall.
Come on, let's go.
In Tennessee.
Come on, let's go.
I smiled at her.
Come on, let's go.
She smiled at me.
Come on,
I said, baby, it would move me.
Come on, let's go.
I could dance with you, she said. Anything that moves you, that is gonna move me too.
I said, I must be dreaming.
Dreaming. I've never been this good to me.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh,
well,
oh,
let's jump this old dance hall.
Let's go.
Get out in the sun.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go someplace.
Come on, let's go.
We can have some fun.
Come on, let's go.
I got $20, mama.
Come on, let's go.
What you wanna do, she said. Anything that moves you, dad, is gonna move me too.
I said, I must be dreaming.
It's good to me.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Robert Zelazny. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
After a six-year stint at Fortune Records yielded a dream full of proto-soul funk singles in the early 1960s, Nathaniel Mayer disappeared for decades, becoming a virtual urban legend around the Detroit area before resurfacing in 2002, not unlike another Detroit urban legend, Sugarchild Robinson. This 1963 tune offers a good look into what a loss it was while Mayer was away. I Had a Dream.